If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Ezekiel chapter 40. Ezekiel chapter 40. The Bible says, in the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after that the city was smitten, in the selfsame day, the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me thither. In the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel and set me upon a very high mountain, by which was as the frame of a city on the south. And he brought me thither, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like an appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thine heart upon all I will show thee, for to the intent that I might show them unto thee art thou brought hither. Declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel. Now, we preached Sunday night, and we preached on real hope. The kind of hope that God has promised us, amen. The hope that God promised us is real. And we showed you in the Word of God there Sunday night, if you was here, about the real hope that we have. And here in the Word of God, we see this a lot. After all that Israel's gone through and all their captivity, how God's beginning to put a picture together and a vision of bringing them in, praise God, and giving them that help that He's promised them so many times before. You know, if they would just heeded to Him, if they had turned to God and followed Him, they could have had it a whole lot earlier. I wonder how many blessings we're missing tonight because we don't heed and follow the Lord. Amen? He gives us a roadmap and called the 66 books, this old King James Bible, that we can have if we'll just follow it. It's the Word of life. Amen? And if we begin to follow it, we begin to see God and begin to see Him moving like we see here. And Ezekiel was having a vision. God began to show him in a vision. Amen? I like it when you look at the Word. You say, preacher, why don't God give visions anymore? If you read your Bible, praise God, God will give you a vision. Amen? That Word will become real in your heart, praise God. And you'll begin to see exactly what God's got for you. Ain't it amazing? You can read Scripture and you can read a verse that you've read many, many times before, and all of a sudden it's just like God just steps out at you and begins to show you things that you never really noticed. And all of a sudden He's got something, praise God, like a vision, like a picture that He paints for you. He does that for me quite often because I'm probably not as smart as most of you. He has to paint me a picture. Amen. I beg Him. I said, Lord, if You'll just paint me a picture, I'll try to show Him what You showed me. Amen. Praise God. It works that way. But we see the children as they've come out, and then Ezekiel's here, and they've come out of the battle. They've come through a lot, praise God. They've come through the valley. They've come through the battle. God may God. They've come through this great battle, and they come to a place where God's fixing to renew them and refresh them with all His goodness, His mercy, His love, in power and in strength. Amen. He's fixing to give them that, praise the Lord, He's promised them before. And he began to see this thing playing out. And we said, we talked Sunday night about real hope, but I want to talk tonight for just a minute, if God will be my help, on sustaining hope. Amen. Real hope, praise God, comes from the Lord. But He also offers us sustaining hope. That'll sustain us for the journey. That'll keep us going on. That'll keep us encouraged and keep us going in the right direction. I won't say there's a way that seems right, but there's a way that is right tonight, and it's right according to what God says. Amen. We see the thing playing out. We see the trials that the children been through, and then we see the glorious future that's ahead. We see this in this vision. We begin to see this vision. And he begins to paint for this for Ezekiel what's going to happen in the near future. Amen. I won't say there's some good things going to happen in the near future for children of God. Amen. Praise God, times are flying by. I've never seen it go by so fast in all my life. Now, amen. Praise God, every day it goes by is getting me closer to glory. You say, preacher, you in a hurry to get out of here? No, I'm not in no hurry, praise God, but I ain't going to slow God down a bit, amen. I praise God, as long as He helps me along the way, points me in the right direction, helps me to go in the right way, praise God, I'm just going to keep on pressing on toward Him until I get to the end of the way. He's going to scoop me up, glory, He's going to scoop me up out of here one of these days in a little while and take me to be with Him where He's at. I don't know about you, but that excites me. Amen. Glory to God, He's promised me some things in His precious Word of truth. I believe Him all the way to the end of the way. And one day in a little while, I'm going to see the way. Amen. Amen. But he begins to lay out this glorious future that we have. We're going to see a land that would be restored. Amen. Helen, I think about that when me and Miss Teresa was over a few years ago, and when I was over about 20 years ago in Israel, I seen all that waste that Moses talked about in Deuteronomy, the waste howling in wilderness, praise God. But he said it was a place where he'd bring the children through as the apple of his eye. He said that most tender part, it don't matter about the wilderness, it don't matter about what's out there, it don't matter about the wolves and the coyotes and the scorpions, praise God, as long as God is in the wilderness, praise the Lord. The wilderness could be a good place where the apple of the eye of the Holy God would be safe and secure. I'm glad today it don't matter if you're going through the wilderness. It don't matter if you're going through a bad spot. Ain't still a God of the wilderness.
Amen.
Amen. They'd been in some rough places. God had promised them a restoring of the land. When me and Miss Teresa was over a couple years ago, we seen that. As you're going down from the Jerusalem down toward the Dead Sea. All those old places, those ranges where it was just rocks and that's about it, rocks and desert. They had took a rock rake and scraped those rocks back, and they put what they call a drip irrigation system in under that thing, and they pop pumping water up there, and that desert began to blossom like a rose. Glory be to God, everywhere you look, they was planting crops. You could see greenery everywhere, and we got to see something that the Word of God talked about. They were there reaping, taking up the crop that was already come to fruition, and at the other end of the row, they had people set up, getting ready to go in. I mean, they were getting equipped ready to go in and plant the next crop before that one ever. Glory be to God. Young, do you know what that is? That's Bible being fulfilled. God said it'd be that way. He said one would be reaping and another would be getting ready to sow. Praise God. We got to see that a few years ago, and if it's been a few years ago, we're closer to glory now than ever.
Amen.
I got to thinking about that the other day in my little old study. Boy, I had me a spell. Amen. Glory, glory. We're getting to see this thing playing out. We're getting to see the whole world. Seems like the whole world's turning their back on God. Amen. Seems like the whole world turning their back on God. But we got to say, God, in a promise, He said the trials would be rough. But He said there's a glorious future. The land would be restored. Not only did He say the land would be restored, He said, but the land would be restored into its beauty. Amen. He said, be restored to its fruitfulness. Amen. So in other words, He said the land was going to give forth its fruit. Yeah. Glory to God. Boy, I would that God could be, the church could begin to realize that God's called us, amen, unto beauty and unto fruitfulness, praise God, even for His glory. Amen. It's time to be about the Father's business. This thing's playing out. It's just about over. You say, why? Because the Bible talks about here not only about the beauty and the fruitfulness, He talks about a city. Amen. He talks about a city. Praise God. Amen. We're not talking about looking at the future. I'm talking about a future kingdom, praise God. It's just right around the corner, praise God. But closer than you could ever imagine. He said, listen, young, God prepared for him a city. Amen. I heard a thing the other day. They was talking about the third temple. Amen. Talking about that third temple. Talking about the worship. And they was talking about the red heifer. Have you ever heard about the red heifer? Well, a few years ago, Brother Bill, when we was over there, they thought they had one. And they put them up for a time. Now, help me study that out, because I'm trying to figure out how long that red heifer has to be put up and observed before it's ready to be offered. Amen. That one they put up and observed it, and they found one white hair. And it was always disallowed. But they said now they have another red heifer. And they found her several months ago, and so they've got that red heifer ready to be offered, ready to be sacrificed, and it's the ashes of a red heifer, praise God, that'll lead back into the offering, and lead back into the temple, lead back into the sacrifices to God, praise the Lord, and we'll be headed into this thing, praise God. God will be dealing with the nation of Israel. He'll be dealing, praise God, with them. He'll be using them for His glory. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. It says in that kingdom age. So you say, preacher, if we're that close, how close are we going home? Praise God, we're knocking on the door, youngins. Amen. A kingdom, that's a city. Not only a city, but a temple. Amen. He's getting ready to build a temple. Amen. The temple's ready. They said, well, preacher, they can't build a temple because the Mosque of Omar is up there. You know, that big old golden dome thing. Praise God. I want to tell you what God do. If you go over to Israel, that wall around that thing, it's got a big bow in it like this. Amen. I got to look at that. Now, I ain't no architect. But that thing looked to me like it was a holding back a whole lot, praise God. And it's almost like God's got His foot against it. He's just easing her down. Amen. Boy, it wouldn't surprise me a bit one day they come up on news and they say, I don't know if our liberal news here would tell you, but the liberal news over there might. Those Christians united for Israel and the Jew, praise God, might tell you. And pray, Lord, like something happened in the night that great old big wall fell down and the Mosque of Omar, I pray God, it just slid right off the Temple Mount. Tore it all to pieces for the glory of God and said, what's his face? Gershom Solomon. He said, yes, yeah, praise God. He said, I'm going to go up there. He said, God done showed him that He had set the cornerstones for the third temple. Begin to worship up on a temple mount. Praise God. He's done got her ready. Started to go up there one time and the government shut her down. But he said, God told him that He had set those temples, those cornerstones. Amen. Praise God. Listen, he's getting way up in the years. Amen. If God told him that, he's going to have he's well on the way to the end of the program. Amen. Glory to God. If he said it'd be a temple, praise God, God set up. It'd be a new temple, there'd be a new priest. God's going to put him and set him a new priest to serve the Lord in holiness. Amen. There won't be no foolishness in this one. Amen. There'll be a holy priest. That's going to be offering up sacrifice. It's going to be doing the things that they need to do. But he declares in this vision, praise God. I'm talking about sustaining hope. A declaration to the people. He declared to the people in 40 and 4, praise God, he said that they would need to repent. He said, hey, listen, this thing coming, it's just right ahead, just a little while. He said, if we just get God's people, get them recognized and realizing that there's a soon coming Savior. Boy, if Brother Larry's here tonight, he'd say, well, glory be to God. Jesus is coming, praise God. Any day he can step out with a trumpet, a shout, say, come up hither, praise God, my beloved, my fair ones, come away. Hey, man, I'm looking for just any minute, praise God, to come and take us away. Amen. There's a few. We was talking about the hospital today. There's a few that's going one at a time. Amen. Taking them out of here. Old saints of God. Going out of here to be with the Lord. I'm looking for the great uppertaker to come get us one day. Amen. He's preparing us a place for that day. Amen. He tells them if we just get our hearts right with God. If we could just repent. Look over chapter 4, Ezekiel 43. Ezekiel chapter 43 and verse 10. Look what he says to him. He said, thou son of man, show the house of Israel that they may be ashamed of their iniquities and let them measure the pattern. He said, hey, listen. He said, you need to show them you need to show people where they messed up so that they can repent of it and get it right. You know, it grieves my heart today in the hour we live. You watch these television evangelists, there's a whole lot of them that won't preach on sin. Amen? They ask us, why don't you ever preach on sin? Say, well, we leave that for these others to preach. You know, we just preach on peace and love and what all God's got for you. I want to say, if you're lost without God, if you're in your sin, praise God, all He's got for you is hell. Amen? You're lost without Him, amen. You need to repent of your sin. If you can't repent of your sin, if you don't know what it is. A lot of times they get mad at the preacher because we'll bring up sin. God laid on their heart to preach on sin. Amen. And then you get mad at the preacher. Right? I'm just a mailman. God says, hey, listen, you just need to preach on this. I don't follow you around. But God, I don't even have Facebook. I don't even know what you're doing or saying. A lot of people might, but I don't. Amen? If I hit on some sin, we just need our face in the book, Brother Bill, don't we? Amen? Praise God. But if I hit on something that hits your heart, praise God, that's just between you and God. Amen? Just go ahead, just fall on your face, fix it up, praise God. Lord, say, forgive me a sinner. Amen? Get rid of the iniquity. He said, just show them their iniquity. He told Zeke, just show them their iniquity, their trespasses against me so they can get it fixed up, so they can be ready when I come, so that they can worship and praise a holy God. Amen. I'm talking about real hope. I'm talking about sustaining hope, praise God, in the Lord tonight. Sustaining hope that'll give us. Understanding the will of God, amen, that it might change our lives. I talked to somebody there the day before yesterday at the hospital, and they was talking about they asked me how the church was growing, how the church was doing. It said it seemed like everybody was losing members, that the churches was, the big churches, little churches, all churches were just shrinking away. I said, well, praise God, I tell you what I've got. I said, I got some folks up there at Stony Fork. We may not be the biggest in number, but praise God. I said, I believe we got some of the best folks in the world. I said, they love God. They love the Word of God. Amen. Hey, listen, they haven't run me off. I've just told them, thus says the Word of God. And they love the Word. They love me, praise God. And I see folks just getting in, getting loaded up, getting filled up, praise God, getting ready, loaded up, ready to go to heaven. Amen. I see folks that's getting things from the Lord. They're getting excited about the goodness of God. They're getting in this thing together to praise God for His glory. Amen. That's what I'm seeing. Amen. We may not ever be the biggest or the baddest, but praise God, I see God helping us. I see God helping you. I see God growing us, amen, for His glory. Giving us what He'd have us to have from the precious Word of truth. The understanding, praise God, the changing of lives. Amen. An assurance of a glorious future. That's what we're looking for, isn't it? Amen. We may have to live for day, praise God, but we have a sustaining hope for God's people. A sustaining hope. And the Lord's telling Ezekiel here, He said, praise God, it's going to get better farther on if we'll just repent and just follow the Lord. Amen. For good, it'd be better for God's people. He said, we had overcome the trials of this life. Amen. He said, praise the Lord. He said, don't let your heart be troubled. Ain't that what the Lord told the disciples? I mean, they was grieving their heart because they thought, hey, He's going to have to go away. We're going to have to try to do this on our own. But He said, hey, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I'd told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, Brother Rex, I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. He said, just as sure as I'll hell glory. He said, just as sure as I'm going up and I'm going to prepare a place for you. He said, I'm going to come back to get you. He said, don't you doubt. Don't you worry about it. Don't you be troubled about it. Praise God. I'm coming to get you, to take you to where I am, that you might be with me where I am.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Praise God. That's God's plan. That's His purpose. I mean, we've got a sustained future, praise God, a sustained hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's got a desire for us to be with Him where He is. Where's He at today? Where's your Lord at today? He ain't down at the pool hall. Amen. Amen. He ain't down at the beer joint. Praise God, He's sitting at the right hand of the Father and make intercession for you and me, praise God. Tell us, say, a cheering section, saying, come on, beloved. Come on, praise God. A little at first, Lord God, you're almost home.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's His hope, that's His prayer. If you look at John chapter 17, you remember His high priestly prayer that He prayed? He was crossing out of Jerusalem down through the Kidron as He was going over to be offered up on Gethsemane. Praise at Gethsemane when He would pray. He prayed this high priestly prayer in verse 22. He says this, and to the glory which Thou gavest me, I have given them that they may be one even as we are in them, and I in them and Thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that Thou hast sent me and hast loved them as Thou hast loved me. Father, I will. Now watch this. Verse 24, He said, Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given me be with me. Where what? Where I am, praise God. That they may behold my glory which Thou hast given me. For Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. He said, listen. He said, Heavenly Father, He said, I know You've loved me from the foundation of the world. And You sent me to save them. You sent me as a well glory, as a whosoever Savior, to go to where they were and bring them up out of the pit. I said, bring them up and out of the pit and bring them to Myself. And He said, I've called them. He said, everyone that you've touched, every one that you've stirred in their heart. I've showed them the precious love of God, and they've come unto me, and I haven't lost one. He said, you can count them if you want to. Praise be to God. He said, I've got them here. Praise the Lord. They're coming. They're headed this way. Amen. He says, Father, I would that they be with me where I am. Amen. That's the Lord's desire. Amen. That's our sustaining hope today. Amen. Because His desire is that we be with Him, Brother Kevin, where He is. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. That was His prayer. Listen, Ezekiel had a vision. The Lord Jesus Christ had a vision that we would be with Him where He is. Therefore, He'd say, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God? Amen. He said, trust in me also. Amen. Believe in me also. Rely on me also. Adhere to me also. Amen. And I'll see to it. Amen. The devil won't give you that promise. Devil won't offer you that hope. This world doesn't have that for you. Your community can't help you get there. Your mom and daddy can't help you get there. Your husband, your wife can't help you get there. They can't offer you that kind of security. They can't offer you that kind of sustaining hope, praise God. But Jesus has. You notice I didn't say Jesus did. Jesus has. Amen. It's a continual work. That's sustaining hope. What's the sustaining hope? What's it? Sustaining hope of what? Sustaining hope of heaven. Heaven is our goal, praise God. Amen. If there's any other desire or vision we have, our vision's messed up. Our sustaining hope, our vision is for our future is for heaven. Partakers in glory. Amen. It's not just heaven's not just a destination somewhere that we're going to one day. Amen. Did you hear what I said? Brother Robert, heaven is not just a destination somewhere me and you going one day. But heaven is a motivating force, praise God, that'll help us to get there. Amen. It'll move us, praise God, through this world. It'll click us right along, praise God, in perfect step with the Lord. I said in perfect step with our Lord and Savior and bring us home one day in a little while.
Amen.
Amen. But He might present us to Himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. Praise be to God. I'm glad I'm one of His little children, ain't you?
Amen.
Glory to God. What a blessed hope we have in Him. I'm glad I don't have to worry about me. Praise God, I'm glad God's got me. I put myself in His hands a long time ago. I figured out, praise God, I'm not sufficient in myself, but I'm serving one that's sufficient in everything. I'm saying, hey, He's sufficient in everything, praise God. He's never failed me. He's never let me down. Amen. He's been altogether lovely all the days of my life. I thank Him for that, praise God. He's that heaven, it's that motivating force. I long to see it in a little while. Amen. Enter those gates of pearl, and those streets of purest gold. And He said, as it were, transparent glass. Amen. Glory to God, that's pure gold. Hey, listen, I had a fellow the other day, I went and met with my accountant, tried to see where I'm at, what I need to do so one day I can retire and have, you know, the things I'm accustomed to, like eating and living indoors. Amen. He said, I want to tell you, he said, hey, we're getting ready. We ain't going to be too long. He said, we're going to go into a downward spiral. He said, it's already starting to play out about 3 weeks ago. He said, the third factor fell in. He said, I just hate to tell you this, but said that within the next year, year and a half, he said, this thing may start to spiral down. He said, so we need to move some things. He said, I'm going to watch it, and we may need to move some things to a little bit conservative so we make sure we don't, you know, things keep going up and never go down. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad I've got a Savior. And His name is Jesus Christ, my Lord. And ever since He saved me by His marvelous grace, He said, I've been moving up a little every day. I've never went down, praise God. I'm constantly moving up. I've got a sustaining hope that's going to keep me, praise God, in the goodness of my Savior. Going to lift me up a little every day. Amen. You say, why? Because of sustaining hope of heaven. Amen. Praise God. It makes a difference. Let me ask you a question. Look at me a second. Does the thought of heaven make any difference in you? Huh? When you think about heaven, quite often I do, Brother Bill would say in his song, it makes a difference in me. I say, Lord, God, help me, Lord, to be a little better today for your glory. I know what you've got. I've got a promise that you've made to me. Amen. A sustaining hope that one day, in a little while, I'm going to attain to it. He said, it's guarded, it's kept for me. You're a child of God, it's guarded and kept for you. Amen. That blessed hope, that sustaining hope of heaven, amen, ought to be drawing us just a little bit closer every day. A little bit closer. We have to ask, is it working in your life? Is it making a difference in your life, praise God? It should. See, He's promised that the Bible promise here, if you go through this, read chapter 41, 42, 43. He said he's promising them this, he's promising them this future, praise God. And He lays out for them, even to the laying out of the temple. Amen. Do you know who we are tonight? Amen. We're the temple. We're the temple of the living God. Our bodies are the temple of God. It's where the Holy Ghost dwells. Brother Jeff, you know what they did over at the temple? They offered up sacrifice and they sung songs. Amen. Praise God. That's what they did. That's what they did in the temple. They offered up, I'm talking about the sustaining hope of God, praise God. He said, I'm God. He said, I'm going to give you a temple, praise God. He said, where you can sacrifice and sing praises to my name. Amen. What's wrong with us tonight? Amen. He gave us a temple in which the Holy Spirit dwells. Amen. Your body is the temple of the Lord, whose temple you are. And it's a place to offer up sacrifice and a place to praise God and give Him glory. Amen. That's the temple of God. And the motivating factor, praise God, of heaven ought to be causing us to do that quite often. Let me just say something tonight. Listen, church, I love you and Jesus, my family. But you know why we can't come in and worship God like we ought to? Because we bring too much stuff with us. Amen? We bring too much stuff with us. We got too much pride in us. And we can't come to the door and say, you know what, devil, you just stay out here. Pride, you stay out here. Stuff, you just get away from me, praise God. I'm going to forget about you for the next 2 hours. And I'm going to go in here and I'm going to worship God. I said, Lord, please help me. Holy Spirit of God, motivate me, praise God. Move me to be drawn closer to you. Amen. You know what you do when you do that? You come into the temple of sacrifice. Amen. You put some stuff away. You get rid of some stuff. You chunk some stuff. You lay aside some stuff, praise God, so you can come before God, a thrice holy God, and worship Him in spirit and truth. Be filled with His Word so we can sing praises to His glory. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about worshiping. We're talking about having revival in a few days. You know how you have revival? But then you come with the spirit of revival. And you say, well, Pastor Jeff, what is the spirit of revival? You come in the door, we leave everything outside, say, Lord, I'm coming to worship you, praise God. I'm coming to get something from the Lord. Amen. Not just a little nugget. Lord, I'm coming to be filled overflowing. He said, be not drunk with wine, where's an excess, but be filled with the Spirit. That means to be being filled. It means to be loading up every day with the blessed hope of the Spirit of God in our hearts. Amen. You know why God wants us to do that, Brother Jeff? So we'll run over in the world. Amen. So we'll run over out there, praise God, and they'll get some on them too. Amen. You know what? You get into that, and you get to get the Spirit of God on you. It gets the feeling right nice. Amen. Amen. And you say, well, preacher, we don't run on feeling, praise God. Yeah, but it feels good when the Holy Spirit of God's a moving on us. It feels good when the feeling's there, praise God, and you know it ain't you, it ain't your flesh, it ain't something that you've tried to work up, but it's the presence of God. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, them youngs up there singing tonight, boy, I tell you, I felt the Spirit of God just sweeping through here. Amen. Boy, it's just as real. And praise God. Why call it? Come expecting it. Amen. I said, Lord, bless me, praise God. Not if you can, Lord, bless me on purpose because you can. Amen. Amen. A lot of times I think we say, this sustaining hope that we have, we don't really have the sustaining hope. Amen. We say, Lord, just bless us if you can. There ain't no faith in that. Amen. There ain't no faith in that. Faith is when we come looking, expecting God to bless us. Expecting to help, expecting us to fill us up. Because we are the temple of the living God. Amen. God's glory. It's a place where we sing, where we offer sacrifice, where we sing. It's a place where God's Spirit dwells. It's where God gets glory. Amen? Amen. Where God's Spirit dwells. The Spirit of God dwell in you. Amen. The Spirit of God dwell in you. If He don't, you're not His. Amen. If you're a child of God, if you've been born again, you can't go nowhere without Him. Everywhere you go, the Spirit of God's there. Amen. A lot of times we try to, I've heard people say, well, we got to just pray the Spirit of God in the place. I understand what they're saying. Praise God, if you're a child of God, if you've been truly born again, born from above, had a new birth. Praise God, the Spirit of God indwells you, lives inside you, praise God. He's there already. He's just looking for you to give Him an opportunity, praise God, to manifest Himself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because He is good. He's bigger than all of us. So it's a place where God dwells. It's a place where the glory of God dwells. Amen. You remember when the glory of God left out? We see it in Ezekiel chapter 11. The glory of God departed. It amazed me. I got to reading that the other day. Brother Rex said in Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 22 and 23, I believe it is, he said that the glory of God departed out and it left. Now, it was leaving out of Jerusalem. It was leaving out of the temple before God's power, before God began to do the work He said He would do, amen, to get Israel's attention. And He said the power of God, He said we've seen that Spirit of God going out through the eastern gate. Amen. Huh? He goes on over there. I believe it's about Ezekiel 42, somewhere around in there. And he said at the eastern gate, he took Ezekiel over through there and he began to show him all these magnificence. And he showed him that eastern gate. And that eastern gate had been blocked up. That eastern gate had been sealed up. Amen. He said, you see what's going on? He said, yeah, that eastern gate. He said, but glory be to God. It ain't closed forever. Amen. Glory be to God. In a little while, he said, the glory of God departed out. Praise God. One day in a little while, he's coming again. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for Him to come again. Look at Ezekiel chapter 43. Ezekiel chapter 43 and verse 1. Let me give you this right quickly and I'm done, Brother Kevin. He said, afterward He brought me to the gate, even to the gate that looketh toward what? East. Amen. Glory to God. You know what they did back years ago? The Turks, they took and they sealed up that eastern gate. They blocked it up. And then to make a surety of it, they thought, well, you know, we'll defile it. We'll put a cemetery here. And there ain't no way that He'll be able to come back. If He comes back, He can't go through the cemetery. Because if He come through the cemetery, He'd be defiled. But they messed up. And they made it a little children's cemetery. A little children that's not defiled. A little children that don't have no sin. A little children, praise God. That's right with God. And they die out as little children, praise God. They go to be with Him where He is. I'm glad it's still that way. I'm glad I'm a little child. I'm glad one day in a little while I'll go as undefiled. I'll go as perfect. I'll go as right. I'll go as mature. Praise God to a thrice holy God.
Amen.
Amen. They blocked her up. They stoned her up. But listen to what He said. He said, look toward the east gate. He said, behold the glory of God, of the God of Israel, came from the way of the east. Amen. And His voice was like a noise. In other words, a great big sound. Amen. Of many waters. Amen. And the earth shined of His glory. You see an illuminating factor. You see a noise factor. You see a soothing factor. Boy, there's three or four messages right there you could preach. Amen. Them soothing waters. That soothing voice. That soothing power. A soothing Savior. Praise God. It's soon coming. Praise God. To soothe our heart of all iniquity. To soothe our heart. Praise God. For His glory. Yeah. Amen. Glory to God. I'm getting three or four messages right here. Amen. We may be here all night. Amen. He said, and it was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw. Even according to the vision I saw when I came to destroy the city, and the visions were like the vision that I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell upon my face. Now watch this. And the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate, which prospect is toward the east. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to say glory to God. He's coming, and He's coming again. Praise the Lord. He's coming soon. Bless His holy name. But now listen to what He says in verse 5. He said, so the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord, what? Filled the house. The presence of God was back. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say the devil will tell you, well, you know what? The Spirit of God's gone. The Spirit of God's not real. The Spirit of God ain't like it used to be. Praise God. I want to say when we confess our sins, when we get rid of our iniquities, when we cry out to God with love in our hearts, seeking Him while He may be found, praise God. He'll come back into from the east. He'll illuminate our heart. He'll soothe our souls. And He'll give us peace. And His glory, praise God, will fill the house again. Amen. You know why I don't fill the house all over this country? Praise God, because nobody's looking for Him to. Amen. Praise God, if you and I would begin to look for God's glory to fill the house again, praise God, God can get it done. God can begin to fill the house again, praise God. He'd come back. Praise the Lord, He'll do what He needs to do. So God's given a vision here. I mean, sustaining hope that we have. God's given a vision of the future. Amen. He's given a vision. But that vision that He's given, praise God, is a future, not only for you, but He's got given a vision of the future for me and you.
Amen.
Amen. A vision of the future. He's letting us see it, praise the Lord. Laying it out for us in His holy word. So we can see, so we can have a sustaining hope. A hope that will sustain us in the journey. That'll take us just a little bit far where God would have us to be. You know what God's trying to do for us, church? He's trying to bring us to maturity. Amen? So we're not like little bitty babes in Christ. Not like those that's on the milk, but praise God. He said He wanted to give us some good meat, some good solidness, some good soundness, some good sustenance, praise God, that'll sustain us for the journey. It gets rough, and it'll probably get rougher. Amen? We got lunatics is running this country now. Ungodliness is everywhere. Everybody's wanting to do away with God. Wanting to do away with prayer. Wanting to do away with the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want you to mention that name. But praise God, I believe we ought to herald it the more. Shout it from the rooftops, praise God. Amen, while we can. Why? Because there's a sustaining hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And He said, God's making us a promise. Not only a vision for the Jew, but He said, this is a vision for me. And it's a vision for you. Amen. And we just have to attain to it, praise the Lord. Well, you say, preacher, how do you do that? By just believing what God says. Praise the Lord. That one day in a little while, God's got this thing sewed up. He's got this thing made up. He knows exactly what He's doing. Amen. Let's don't second guess God. Let's just ask God to help us. Just go with Him. Amen. Getting ready for something that's bigger than we are. But it's something that He can handle. My little old body can't handle it. My mind can't contain the things of God. But if I was able to understand all the things of God, if my God was small enough that I could understand everything about Him, He wouldn't be big enough to be my God. Amen. But I'm glad today, praise God, that He is. And I believe everything He is about Him, praise God, because He's altogether lovely.